If you're trying to sell your house, if you're trying to buy a house, if you're looking at your grocery bill each week, we've got inflation. The economy is a bit of a mess. And a lot of economies, and in fact, the Prime Minister in his speech at this business do last night said everywhere she has been, and she's been to a few countries in the last few weeks, after everyone says, how are you, do you have COVID, should I wear my mask, said the next thing every politician or world leader she's met said, how is inflation in your country? It is, if you like, the universal problem post the worst bits of the COVID pandemic. But a question that many people are asking is, have central banks coped with the economic fallout of COVID correctly, and could we have done better? Now, I guess in some ways, this is an exercise in looking in the rear vision mirror. But what's happened in the rear vision mirror has real life impacts on the economy that we live in now. And one organisation that has been critical of our and other central banks has been the New Zealand Initiative, the lobby group or the think tank, actually, the New Zealand Initiative. And from the New Zealand Initiative, we are joined now by Bryce Wilkinson. Bryce, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Yes, good morning, Sean. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Now, the problem of inflation, the economic fallout from COVID is not unique to New Zealand, and the sort of problems we're having are not unique to New Zealand. My first question to you is, could we have taken different policy, monetary policy settings in the recent past that would have created less pain than we're suffering now?
Yes, we could. The focus of the report is on what the major international central banks have been doing. So that's the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, and the Federal Reserve in the United States. The Australian and New Zealand central banks and others have gone along with what the big ones have been doing. So our argument is that although some easing of monetary policy was perfectly understandable in the early 2020s when COVID was striking and no one was sure how it was going to affect things, but some of the predictions were pretty dire. Central banks sort of went over the top as a group and created far too much liquidity in the global financial system and held on to it for far too long.
We pumped up economies, essentially, Bryce.
Yeah, that's right. You put far too much money into the world's banking systems.
All right.
So the problem of, at the same time, supply was cut a bit short because of the closing down of international travel, service industries and supply chain disruption. So you had the old-fashioned problem of too much money facing too few goods.
And even my sixth form economics teacher would tell me that that leads to a rise in prices and inflation, doesn't it?
Yes, and the central banks didn't forecast that. The inflation, when it broke out, surprised them. And they even said for a little while that it's temporary. They don't think that now. They realise they've got a real problem on their hands.
How does that manifest itself for the person in the street and, you know, the average New Zealander, Bryce?
It's a bit like being whiplashed. While the money was easy and interest rates were extraordinarily low, people were encouraged to buy heavily and buy houses and shares and share markets and bonds. And so we had this bizarre thing of the Standard & Poor's 500, the US share market index, sort of in the Dow Jones, hitting record highs successively through a year when COVID and lockdowns and economic contraction seemed to be the story. And now we had far too much exuberance, not justified by the real economy, what was really happening. And now we're going to have the other side of the whiplash. People who borrowed heavily and bought these high-priced assets and haven't sold them yet, they're going to feel they're really losing on their investments.
All right. So this report argues that mistakes, quite fundamental mistakes, have been made. Were they understandable mistakes or miscalculations in the circumstances? Or do you think, particularly with New Zealand's Reserve Bank, we are talking about issues of core competency?
No, in the case of the New Zealand Reserve Bank, I think it was doing what Australia and the others were doing. So it was going with the flow. And I think that's the essence of the problem. There was too much groupthink going on amongst the central bankers globally. They talked to each other a lot, which is desirable, of course. And they had in their minds the Japanese situation, where Japan's managed to combine very high public debt, quite very low central bank interest rates, and not had an inflation breakout. And that's where you might have heard of these modern monetary theorists who argued that we could, governments don't even need to raise taxes anymore. They just fund everything by borrowing from the central bank, which is, complete madness as a general concept.
All right, so we are where we are now, and as you say, perhaps not complete idiocy from our Reserve Bank, but going with the flow, a bit of international groupthink there. How do we get out of it? And does our Reserve Bank show any inclination that it's learned a few lessons and has a cunning strategy to get us out of high inflation?
I think it will do and is doing, again, much the same as the other central banks. So the crucial tool for getting inflation down is to raise interest rates, allow interest rates to rise, to unwind this monumental quantitative easing they've done, which has been what's pumped up the money supply so much. And all of them are going to try and do those things without generating recession.
A lot of people would say fat chance with that, Bryce.
Yeah, well, Charles Goodhart, I've been quoting, he's one of the most eminent monetary policy economists in the United Kingdom, formerly very senior in the Bank of England. He had two sound bites, really. One was central banks have been doing much the same thing around the world, and they've all got it wrong. And his second one-liner is, for them to cope with what the situation they've created without causing a recession would be easier than landing a Boeing 747 on the deck of an aircraft carrier at sea.
Okay, that does not bode well. Is there anything that our Reserve Bank could do differently to buck the international trend and lessen the impact, the negative impact on New Zealanders?
No, not a lot. The situation's been created and it's got to be addressed. It needs to demonstrate its commitment to getting back to that inflation target band, 1-3%. And it needs, that is really important, because if it lets investors and people negotiating wages and people deciding how much prices are going to go up, if it lets them think that it's soft on inflation and it's going to be let inflation running at 5% to 10% or whatever, then that's going to be very painful to turn such expectations around.
So, Bryce, you're basically saying buckle in, we're in for a bumpy ride.
Yeah, and the Reserve Bank's got to front up and take these corrective measures and show that it's determined not to back off and return us to, the 1970s inflationary period.
Yeah. Bryce, I thank you very much indeed for it. Not the most optimistic interview I've ever conducted in my life, I must admit.
No, my wife doesn't enjoy me saying these things.
Good on you, Bryce. Cheers. That is Bryce Wilkinson from the New Zealand Initiative. So he said, we went with the pack internationally. We got the same problems as everyone else. And I'm sorry, folks, it's just going to hurt for a bit. It is just, but what did he say? Trying to get out of this without some sort of recession is like trying to land a 747 on the deck of an aircraft carrier at sea, which I imagine would be a very difficult thing
to
do.
You could do it, but it would smash to pieces.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be good for the aircraft carrier or the jumbo jet.
No one.
Think, and certainly not the people on the jumbo jet, or indeed the the aircraft carrier. Bryce Wilkinson from the New Zealand Initiative there. You are with The Platform.